AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's spoken with Vice President J.D. Vance about the negotiations in Pakistan. Netanyahu said the pair spoke yesterday while Vance was on the plane returning from the negotiations in Islamabad. He also said Israel supports President Trump's, quote, strong stance to impose a naval blockade on Iran, adding that Israel backs the U.S.'s position that Iran must remove all of its enriched nuclear material and must refrain from any enrichment within Iran for several decades. Ceasefire talks between the U.S. and Iran ended yesterday without an agreement, raising questions about what happens when the current two-week truce expires on April 22nd. Speaking to reporters after arriving from Florida, the president said,
"But there are many boats heading toward our country to fill up with oil and then go and take it. So they're not going to go through the Hormuz Strait. And ultimately, that'll be corrected. But in the meantime, they're using us. We have more oil because of drill, baby, drill. We have more oil than Russia and Saudi Arabia put together."
Oil prices are climbing. Benchmark U.S. crude jumped to almost $104 a barrel. Brent crude rose to a little over $102 a barrel. AP correspondent Justin Spike reports from Hungary on Peter Magyar's victory.
Orbán's party lost to his opponent, the center-right Tisza party, and its leader, Péter Magyar. It brings an end to 16 years of rule by Orbán, in which he has cozied up to far-right movements around the world, has undermined EU unity on many important issues, including on support for Ukraine and its war against Russia, and has become a darling of populist nationalist movements, not only in Europe, but also in the United States.
More stories at apnews.com. This is AP News. New Yorkers are flocking to a Manhattan park for a lovable woodcock's bobbing strut. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the story.
The American woodcock, a tiny bird that seemingly dances around, has become the star attraction in New York City's Bryant Park as hordes of onlookers stop by each day to see it, including Yale University professor Bill Rankin.
It's a very charismatic bird. I mean, it's goofy looking. It's got eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does this nice little dance when it's nervous. Having two of them together is a kind of nice little, you know, romantic story of spring and everything.
The grapefruit-sized birds are known for their kazoo-like calls and bobbing walks as they poke their long bills in the ground for earthworms. The woodcocks are known to stop by Manhattan's Bryant Park every year as they migrate north in early spring. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.